Books and Arts.
Book Review. British Fiction. Down to Brixton. Pomeransky by Gerald Jacobs.
Vincent van Gogh once lived in Brixton, where the fledgling artist fell in love with his landlady's daughter. Formerly famous as a hub of post-war British Caribbean life, more recently a magnet for gentrifying hipsters, the South London neighbourhood boasts a rich cultural history. Until now, though, the area's literary chroniclers have overlooked the Jewish families who settled in the place Gerald Jacobs calls a dynamic urban village. A long-serving literary editor of Britain's Jewish Chronicle, Mr. Jacobs has written a spirited and entertaining novel of Brixton in the mid-20th century, peopled with characters who balance on a knife edge between legit Geschäft, above-board business, and more rackety sorts of enterprise. At times it reads almost like a low-key, south-of-the-Thames version of The Sopranos, but with slices of Bakewell tart in place of Sicilian cannoli. After the death of Benny Pomeransky in 2000, his son Simon, who has swapped the retail hustles of his parents' generation for the more genteel profession of drama lecturer, learns about the misadventures that shaped his father's life. Benny, along with his pals, migrated south from the war-battered streets of the East End, a more familiar stamping ground for earlier Jewish novelists of London. In Brixton, Benny and his wife Bertha make a decent living from their dress shop, Pomeransky Gowns, but his heart lies with a group of friends who meet in the Astoria Cafe.